And it's time again for StoryCorps, the oral history project that's traveling the country collecting your stories. These interviews are archived at the Library of Congress, and we play excerpts on this program each Friday. Today, at the end of this first week of the baseball season, we have a story about a boy and baseball. Anthony DeAndre is 75 years old now. As a boy growing up in the Bronx in the 1940s, he spent a lot of time lingering in the shadows of Yankee Stadium. There, with packs of other children, he'd catch some of the greats of the game coming to work. And in this StoryCorps interview with his daughters Monica McInerney and Mary DeAndre, he says there was strategy to meet as many major leaguers as possible.
As a youngster, I rarely went to a ball game because we never had any money to do that. But in the summertime, I would go down pretty much every day to get autographs.
And is it true that the players used to get there by the subway?
Yeah, we'd wait by the subway stop, so you could see them coming readily. And you could spot the players for two reasons, one of which all the Yankee players had to wear jackets, ties, shirts. And second reason is for 25 cents, you got a book called Who's Who in Baseball, and they had pictures of most of the team. One of the Yankee heroes at the time was a fellow named Charlie Keller, and I had gotten his autograph on a number of occasions, but you always got another one because, you know, you could trade and things like that. And the famous remark he made to me one time was, I ran up to him and said, "Mr. Keller, would you sign this?" And he said, "Freckles," because I had a lot of freckles at the time. He said, "Freckles, how many times do you want my signature?" I said, "I don't know." And he said, "All right."
Now, tell us a little bit. You have a ball.
Well, I started getting people to sign it, and the ball was filling up pretty well. And my father used to get the Daily News every morning. And this one day, I noticed that it said, "Next Tuesday is an off day, but the Yankees are going to have a workout." So I thought, oh, good, that'd be a good day to go because there won't be as many kids around. And maybe I can get the fellows that I didn't get, you know, because a lot of times the players wouldn't sign if there's like 30 or 40 kids after them. And so they, you know, they just brush you off. I got down there early, and I realized I was lacking two signatures to have the whole team. And one of the people was the Yankee manager, a very renowned man, Joe McCarthy. And sure enough, he comes out, and I asked him, "Mr. McCarthy, will you sign the ball? I just need your signature and maybe one other." And he didn't say much. He signed the ball. So now I'm down to one who was a reserve catcher. His name was Raleigh Hemsley. So I waited and waited, and I thought, well, could he have gotten by me? I didn't see him come in, and it started to get late, and I thought, well, gee, I really should go home. Well, sure enough, he comes out, and I ran up to him, and I said, "Mr. Hemsley, would you sign my ball?" He said, "Get out of here, kid." I said, "Oh, come on, you're the only one. You know, if you sign, I'll have everybody on the team." He said, "Get out of here, kid." So I just followed him. And I kept asking him.
Now, were
come
you
on.
Scared of him at all?
The funny part is I was a pretty timid kid, but I wasn't afraid of him. I just kept saying, "Oh, come on, can't you sign the ball?" And you know, he says, "All right, give me the ball." And he signed it, and that was that. And sure enough, it was the 43 Yankees, the World Championship team.
Anthony DeAndre with two of his eight children, Monica and Mary. See that autographed baseball that they described and find out what StoryCorps recording booths are coming to you. Go to NPR.org.
StoryCorps is made possible by a grant from Saturn.